With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
This is for the tradesmen out here. We're living this fucking COVID shit too. Let's give a little respect, a little shout out to the guys who's busting their ass to put food on the table for their family, especially in this cutthroat environment. We mask up, we glove up, we do what we need to do to maintain, and still can't get no respect. Have a little faith that we're not just dirty, nasty pigs.
Yeah, I just want to give a big fuck off to my supervisor, Pee-wee. You fucking spineless, ballless, hairless looking motherfucker. You ain't never been shit. You ain't shit right now. You ain't never gonna be shit. Fuck off. Tiggly Rise Guys.
Hello, Rise Guys. This is a farmer who called in the other day to tell people to fuck off if they didn't like y'all. And I'm gonna clarify why I told people to fuck off. The people who called in complaining that you all took all week off and then called in complaining about this and complaining about that, fuck off. I don't see everybody else showing up to work every fucking day of the year. So fuck off. They gave us this number to call other people out instead of bitch about them. If you don't like about them, just fuck off them.
Dude, I wish y'all would shut the fuck up about COVID. Damn, the stuff's already thrown in our face every single day, whether you get on Facebook or the news or you hear it from other people. The last thing we want to fucking hear is COVID this, COVID that. And we don't want your fucking opinions because you're no damn doctors. We understand. Shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, this one's for the assholes down at my job in Piedmont. This is for all you motherfuckers where I work at. To all the drivers, start learning how to do your fucking job. To all the owners, start appreciating your fucking employees that bust their ass and make you all this fucking money. I was out awaiting COVID test results. And according to the labor board, they're supposed to pay me, but these motherfuckers didn't want to give me 6 days worth of pay. And I come out here and I bust my ass for this place, and they don't even want to give me a week's worth of pay when they told me to be out because of this. I had a fever. The next day, my fever went away, and I had no other symptoms. I went and got tested. I wanted to come back to work way sooner, and they forced me to stay out. When I came back, they didn't want to fucking pay me. This is for all y'all. Fuck y'all.
I just want to call and say, fuck my job. Fuck the bitches I work with because I'm tired of busting my ass, doing everything in the office, and not getting any help. So, fuck them all. One of these days, I'm going to run that fucking company, and I'm going to fucking fire every one of y'all because nobody else will fucking do it. Because, oh, we need help. We need help. Just hang in there. Hang in there. So, fuck you. I'm out.
Well, for the bitch that was calling in talking about Matt Man's beard, I know your boyfriend. He wants Matt Man's beard. He wants Matt Man Beard's oil, too. He wants that oil. Or that hairy ass pussy that you don't shave. I seen you in the pool the other day. Marbles is all I got to say on that. Fucking marbles, marbles, marbles. And for the guy that called in talking about nine, thinking he was stupid for not liking Breaking Benjamin or whatever. Well, Breaking Benjamin ain't that good. Nine knows his shit. He knows his shit. He ain't stupid. All right, dude. He's pretty brilliant with his damn fucking fat ass fingers. Hitting up Google and all that shit. You know, you can't be judging a fat man on his damn music taste.
9 is very knowledgeable when it comes to damn music and wrestling. So that's all I got. Tickle it, guys.
All right, you little bastards. Now, I'm not too sure how to think who to single out here. Paige, I'm pretty sure you're exempt. I don't know, though. I have questions. But I get my balls busted as I'm listening. Hell, you do a whole fucking segment on why won't people call in. And I'm like, this is the time. Okay, I'll call in. Especially after you bust. I think it was Matthew. Maybe you busted my balls a little bit. So I try and call in. And I just want everyone to know this. When you call, someone has to answer. And there is nothing more frustrating than hearing it ring and ring. And you're sitting here fucking cussing out, fat boy. And you won't pick up the phone. This one picked up, though. So I guess that's the point of all this. I'm not so much fucking pissed off, but that's aggravating as shit. But maybe you help me. Because had I called you and you answered, I might have cussed on the radio. So either way, fat boy, fuck you. When you take a piss in the morning, fresh out of bed, I hope it like just shoots all over the wall. Misses the toilet completely. Love you guys.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.